Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The number of companies going into insolvency fell 14% to 192 in the first quarter of this year. And according to PwC, creditors are more patient these days than banks or the taxman. They are just two of the findings in the latest insolvency report, which also found that not as many retailers went bust this year than last year, just after Christmas. Ken Tyrrell is the business recovery partner with PwC and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Joe.
So a surprise dip in insolvencies.
Yes, year on year, they were 14% down, and that follows Q4, which was also down on the year before. So that's kind of two quarters in a row now, insolvencies have been down year on year, which kind of breaks a trend that had seen increasing insolvencies over the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm. So after the pandemic and lockdowns and warehousing of debt, we had assumed that the curve would bend upwards inexorably as it returns to normality, because, of course, companies go out of business all the time. Sometimes they're wound up deliberately. Why do you think insolvencies are down?
Well, fundamentally, the Irish economy has been performing well over the last couple of years. And we have a strong economy that's proven very resilient. The economy's come through a pandemic, interest rate increases, inflation increases, geopolitical issues, wars. When it's come through all that and the insolvency levels are still relatively low, I think that's the fundamental driver.
Mm. Many experts had predicted that we would be heading towards 1,000 insolvencies for the year. We're nowhere near that yet.
Yeah, last year came in at about 850 insolvencies, and we probably thought that would have been over 900. So everyone's kind of looking at Q1 just to see how that would turn out. So to see that it's actually down 14% year on year, is probably a little bit surprising, and some people would feel goes against a little bit about the sentiment out there and concern at the moment.
The biggest sector for insolvencies is usually the retail sector. They kind of start quick, but sometimes they wind up very quick as well. In the immediate aftermath of Christmas, they haven't been going bust as much as we might have expected.
Correct. Retail is always a good barometer of the economy and where people are spending their money. So we always look at the Q1 retail insolvencies just to get a feel for how Q4 went and traded. I think everybody had a view Q4 businesses traded well in the run-up to Christmas, and that is seen in the numbers. There was 25 retail insolvencies in Q1, which was lower than the 42 recorded last year. So that's probably just a little bit of a finger on the pulse in terms of retail.
Which suggested that they had a decent Christmas.
Yeah, and that was the feeling at the time. I know that people were a bit apprehensive in the run-up to Christmas, but just after Christmas, we spoke to a good few retailers, and they said it was tough, challenging, but broadly happy with how they traded, and that's showing in the numbers.
Now, I mentioned patience. Banks and the taxman, the revenue, have been showing their teeth when a company's getting into too much debt.
Yeah, there's been a little pickup in activity in terms of revenue enforcement under debts, and then also from lenders to companies. So the revenue had 16 petitions for liquidation in Q1 out of a total of 25. So the most active creditor in that sector. And then there was a pickup in lender activity. It was up 57% year on year with 57 receiverships. And when we look back over the last, say, 6 months, we've seen 20 different lenders now have appointed on their security.
Appointed?
Over their security enforced on their debt.
Which means they take it to the courts?
Effectively appoint a receiver to take control of the asset. The vast majority of the receiverships at the moment are real estate dominated, so that tends to be enforcing their asset over them.
Oh, so it is real estate, commercial property mostly?
Yes.
Whereas trade creditors, unfortunately, they have to grin and bear it.
Yes, trade creditors don't have the benefit of that security. So really, they just the best thing they can do is manage their credit and ensure they're getting paid as quickly as they can. And that's the most effective way they can ensure that debt is repaid.
Any reason or any idea why the revenue is kind of clamping down?
It's probably, if we look back a year, we probably thought there would be a bit of an increase in insolvency generally when it was come towards the debt warehousing deadline. The revenue took a very patient approach, agreed PPAs with nearly all the creditors in that. And we just maybe seen a little spillover from that now that there is some of them maybe not working or creditors have defaulted on that. But I think we'd like to see another quarter data just to kind of get a better feel on that.
Mm. Now, there's a number of ways you can kind of go into insolvency. One of them is SCARPs, and the other one is creditor voluntary liquidations. Let's talk about SCARPs first. This is the small company administered rescue programs. It was supposed to be the great hope of cutting costs and making it easier to wind up your business without having to go via the courts. It hasn't worked out that way.
Yes, it kind of originated out of the pandemic when it was expected there would be a lot of small and medium-sized companies in trouble, and examinership was deemed to be kind of too expensive and too complex for that. So SCARP was designed to sort out that problem. Now, in reality, what happened was the revenue took a very patient approach, as I said, with the debt warehousing. So that meant there was less demand for the SCARP. But there was only 8 SCARPs in Q1, and it is still surprising a lot of us that there hasn't been more. Different to examinership, in a SCARP, the revenue can opt out of it.
And they have been opting out.
They have been opting out.
Why is the taxman opting out of something that's supposed to save everybody money?
It's a good question. I think in examinership, all creditors are included in the process, which makes the process a bit more manageable. Mm. And SCARP, when it was designed, there was this opt-out for the revenue, which just makes managing that restructuring a bit more complex when you can't kind of have a proposal that automatically includes all the creditors.
Mm. And CVLs, creditors voluntary liquidations?
Yeah, these are liquidations led by the directors of the company. So when a director feels that they've done their best, they're insolvent and they need to take that decision. There was 122 of those in the quarter, but this was the lowest in a couple of years since Q1 23. Mm. So on one hand, you have a lot of the indicators saying the insolvency levels are down, but just picking out there's a bit more activity in terms of revenue and lenders generally.
Okay. Thanks very much for coming in, Ken. That's Ken Tyrrell, the business recovery partner with PwC.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.